the French physicist that discovered nitroglycerin died approximately 4 seconds later. Out of here. That's what I'm gonna do. here. Say hello to Rick, the bass player. There he is. How are you doing? It's good to be back. That's really his last name, the bass player. I went to his house for Thanksgiving and met Grandma, the bass player. Dan Garfield on keyboards. Fearless Dan on the guitar. This is Jack Cromwell from Tennessee. He's available for us. I big Jack Daniels old things and they put it in one of those. Somewhere lurking behind me. Telling tales of drunkenness and cruelty is Joseph Vitale, one of my very best friends. I'd like to dedicate this song to America, where it's ordinary average guys. Thank you. You know, I was born here in 1947 at Wesley Hospital. Third floor of Wesley Hospital. Mom was here, my father was from here. Grandma and Grandpa and everybody. I gotta tell you, the last thing my grandfather ever said to me, I went to Wesley Hospital and he died the next day, but I went in and I'm the oldest grandson, so he told me all about the family and how we come from Ohio and through Iowa and everything. His grandparents and everything, and told me what to do with his family. And so we said goodbye cheerfully. And as I went to the hospital door, he said, "Joseph?" And I turned around and I said, "Yes, grandfather." He said,
Sorry about the nose.
Thank you.
Can I have your autograph? He's about 8 or 9. I said, okay, but how do you know about me? He said, then my grandfather turned me on to you. Thanks.
I need that.
I was in a gang once in junior high school in New York City. I was in junior high school. But we weren't that tough because I had to be in by 6:30 to practice this stupid metal clarinet, you know. Mom! Anyway, I was in another gang named James, but that's a different story. Hey! I'm going to do some of that stuff too. But it's good to be home. So, do you have anything to add? Yeah, we're really bored here. Yeah, I knew that. I was born here. I knew that. This song about gang, and I don't like them in Wichita.
Yeah.
That's funny. I was talking to Joe Condor the other day. I told him how he said, okay, ladies and gentlemen, I'm concerned. You know, one time I ran for president, that didn't work very good.
92!
I know I'm crazy and all that, but I'm asking you to seriously consider me as a valid candidate for vice president. As I'm concerned, there is no domestic policy in this country. There's not going to be any until after the elections because it's too much of a political risk. I'm not a politician. I won't let you down. Write me in. I'll fix it. You know what Dan Quayle said when he got back from Latin America? This is the truth. He said, I wish I could speak better Latin so I could have communicated with him.
Probably had the okay, $8 million.
Here's a song about our children's children. My firm conviction is
that ground ball gets all out here in Ecuador. The stick popped up.
Thank you. Quentin Brooks, man. there's always been a countdown. No, they don't whistle.
Thank you.
tournament. I used to work for Bruce Springsteen and I worked for me. You only got to talk more to me on stage. Thanks, Bruce. Thank you. Thank you. I'm trying to think of a good joke, but I haven't heard any good. Okay, how about Millie Vanilli? That's good.
Thank you.
right there. Go ahead and boo if you want, but don't boo your mayor anymore. He's a good guy. I mean it.
Thank you. Thank you.